Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
At what point does your relationship with your parents change? And it goes from them just being your parent, being a authority figure, to more of a peer-based, almost friendship. And maybe friendship's the right word to use. Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James and Breezy. Breeze, had your big mom's night out on Friday night.
Mom's night at the apartment.
Can you clarify?
All the moms came up.
Yeah, can you clarify again? Because people hear mom's night out and someone is shocked. Wait, when did Breezy have a child? That was quite a wild weekend.
Literally, no. Like, I hate how you say, like, moms are like all shapes and sizes. Like, just because I'm not a mom, I have a mom.
But
I
when
think
you say
most of us have moms.
But when you say mom's night out, I think most people hear
well,
that.
Well, I just said mom's night. I didn't say like I didn't mean like wild night out. Like just mom's night at the apartment. All the moms came up.
Yeah.
We had a great time. So I live with two other girls. Their moms came up, my mom came up, and we did a little wine and cheese, and then we went to dinner, and then we came back and played games and had some drinks.
That sounds
and it
awesome,
was,
yeah.
It was great. It was really, really awesome. I decorated the apartment. I posted pictures of that on our Facebook and Instagram at NDPXY Rochester, by the way. So yeah, it was great, and it was fun to have all the moms together under one roof.
Right. So again, it's more of like a friendship now. You've talked about this in the show quite a bit of mm-hmm. how your relationship with your parents has changed. And what I want to
truly evolve
focus on right now is what leads to that transition? Exactly. Can we pinpoint it? Is there a particular moment? I have a couple of theories.
Mm-hmm.
My first is that moving out of the house is a big, big trigger for this taking place. Because as I mentioned before, we see our parents, or we should, as an authority figure when we're growing mm-hmm. up. They're the ones telling you, you can't do that, you can't do that. When you know, my house, my rules, how many times have you heard one of your parents say that to
sure.
you? When you move out and you're on your own, that while they still will have input when it comes to the things that you're doing and maybe lecture you if you're not doing the right things, but they kind of step back from that role a little bit. So
my house, my rules.
Exactly. So I think
sure.
maybe that opens up things a little bit more to have it more of a friendship-based situation. Does that make sense?
Right. Like the playing field's a little more even mm-hmm. than it was growing up.
And
that makes perfect sense.
You might laugh when I say this, but I think another major factor of us again, transitioning our relationship with our parents to more of a friendship is when you are able to drink with them.
Well, I mean,
right? Think about
sometimes,
it.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I think that plays a small role. I don't think that's like the end all be all.
No, and I don't necessarily think it's the end all be all. It's probably a mixture of a couple of things, but I think it is a factor. And again, for most people, certainly some, maybe you don't drink, maybe your parents don't drink. But when you think of a social activity that you can do together, for many people, that is one of them. That is a thing that they would do with their friends. That is a thing that you would do with your friends. Now you're doing
right.
this thing together. You have this thing in common, you know, do wine nights, whatever. Like your
right.
mom's mom night was a perfect example. They came over and you guys drank wine.
And one thing that I was one of the reasons I was so excited to have the mom's night that we hosted here at the apartment on Friday was because growing up, when I was in high school, even college, like my house was the house to have people over. Like my parents were very lenient and loved hosting and having all my friends over. Mm-hmm. And my house was kind of like the house. Not to like do bad things, but just to like hang out, do movie nights, sure. like get ready before dances, what have you. And I loved like the role reversal, like hosting at my house like our moms.
So are you saying that's kind of like a karmic situation at play too? You get to kind of reverse roles a little bit?
Yeah. And like show my mom that she's like, we talk about, you say this all the time, Corey, like I'm the perfect combination of both of my parents. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who haven't met them, they're awesome people. But
is that your roundabout way of saying how awesome you are?
Yeah, basically. Like, I'm just, like, actually really awesome, so whatever.
All right.
But to show my mom that she's taught me, like, so many cool things when it comes to, like, hosting, like, I went all out. Like, I decorated the whole house.
You were showing off for her. Okay.
The decorations are up to par. They're so fun. The cheese board was out. Like,
so what you're
saying
is...
That's such a my mom thing to do. Like, she always goes all out for parties. And
so,
like,
okay. Maybe this is also another factor. And let me know if you agree or disagree on this. And we talked about it around Father's Day of turning into one of your parents.
Sure.
And how so many people are like, that's such an insult. Yeah. No, if your parents are awesome, that's a compliment. Is that also a factor? That we slowly begin to act more like our parents, meaning you have more in common. The fact that you're turning into your mother means that you're going to be hanging out with your mother more often.
Well, I need to like stay up on all the know when it comes to what's next, when it comes to me transforming into her. The metamorphosis. I'm literally a caterpillar transforming into a butterfly that is my mom's clone.
That is
clone.
Your mom. Wow. Okay. All right.
Oh, this got really deep really fast.
585-222-9800 if you've got thoughts on this. Jackie weighing in on Facebook. This is interesting as well.
Okay.
They are pointing out that sometimes you move out and you wind up being a more mature and productive adult. And sometimes you end up being more mature and productive than your parents. And it actually can even go the other way where you take the parental role and you're the authority figure and you're the one taking care of them. Like eventually for most of us, as our parents get older and older, like, it will switch roles. So maybe this is also just you're in the middle ground right now of
we're feeling it out.
You growing up, they are parenting you, and then you get to a certain point where you're old enough and you guys are kind of on the same level, and then eventually it'll get to the point where you're the one taking care of them when they're elderly. It's just the general cycle of life.
Wow.
I think we got it all figured out.
How do you
feel about that, Prince?
I wasn't ready for all that.
Did I go too deep?
Just a hair too deep.
It happens.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly. Auto Parts.